Hey there, welcome to What's the Truth. My name is Jessica Huddle. Today's topic, you can do it even when you don't feel like it, with special guest, Holly Payne. You are listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Huddle. I'm a wife, author, speaker, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Each week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think, to change the way you live. I have been a business owner for more than 11 years, and there have been plenty of things that I don't want to do. So whether you're a business owner, just of course, being human, there are going to be many things that we need to do, that we're called to do, but that we don't feel like doing it. So how can we continue to show up when our feelings don't match, maybe our energy for it or what we feel led to do in that moment feels heavy? So today I'm talking with Polly, who is the founder and CEO of Horatio Printing, and her love language includes luxurious paper and lots of white space, which she's really a girl after my own heart because I love journaling. It's one of my favorite things to do that I talk with all my clients with about the power of journaling. But she was originally from Alabama and she migrated to the Big Apple to become a senior sales director of an award-winning ad tech company. But she left her career. She founded her printing company and has now sold more than 40,000 dream planners around the world. And this is what I love the most. And she's raised over $64,000 to fight human trafficking. So, I mean, I can't think of anybody else better than somebody that creates dream planners that is all about getting things done, even when you don't feel like it. Before we get to the interview, though, listen, I cannot wait to tell you more about the book. I know I keep saying this, but I promise an episode is coming with all the book details about the launch this fall. I know the anticipation, but let me just tell you, if you are in need of healing, if you don't know what it's like to slow down, if you have a hard time slowing down, if you have a hard time creating space for healing, if you hear the words renew your mind and you get frustrated because you're like, I don't know how, then I'm telling you, this book will be for you. So make sure you head to the show notes, pick up my guide, Chase God, Not Your Feelings. Now, it's not the free chapter, it's not the title of the book, but this is going to give you a little sneak peek into what the book is about. So again, make sure you head to the show notes, sign up, get your guide on how to live by faith and not by what you feel. And also, while you're here, make sure you hit the follow button right up there on the iTunes podcast or follow on Spotify, wherever you're listening, so that you don't miss an episode. Now, let's go ahead and get to the interview. Polly, I'm really excited for you to talk about this topic today of you can do it even when you don't feel like it. And I thought this was a great topic for you because actually we were just talking about personalities and you're like, I'm not really even a type A to like, I'm going to go out and do this, this organized, you know, type of person. And I think many can probably relate to that in a sense of, I know what I'm called to do. I have this big goal, this big dream, you know, in any category, fitness, health, relationship. But there comes this point where we start off really excited and then the excitement wears off. It's like the honeymoon phase in a relationship, you know, they call it. I want to talk about how do we keep going even when we don't feel like it? So I'm going to just hand it off to you on that right there. And where do you want to take us with this?
Okay. Well, thank you so much, first of all, for having me on your podcast. I truly appreciate it. And I'm excited to dive into this because it's so true. And we all come against this push and pull of, I want to pursue my dreams. I know what I should be doing, especially if you consider yourself creative. It's hard to get in the flow. It's hard to always have the feeling behind your dream. I heard a great quote from Dontri Wilkerson last year. She spoke at our Dreamer Summit in December. And I asked her to speak to people that want to pursue their dreams. What would you say to encourage them? And one of the biggest things that she said that I just loved, she said, dreaming the dream is different than living the dream. Dreaming it is so much different than living it. Like you have a dream. She had dreamed for so many years to have a baby. She was infertile, struggled with all these different IVF and certain things. And they finally had a child. Now they have their third, just arrived. And after 8 years, their child was here. And when that child was throwing up in the middle of the night, that was living the dream. And sometimes we have this quote of, you know, living the dream, but like living the dream doesn't always feel like living the dream. I run a small business, Horatio Printing. We make dream planners. I help people, you know, encourage them to pursue their dreams and then give them tools to do so and connect with God in that journey. And when you are out there pursuing your dream, or for, in my case, running a business, it is not glamorous. You have hurdles, you have struggles, you come against opposition and just problems, and you have to learn how to problem solve. It's not living the dream running your own business, but it's fulfilling and it is good work. Just the same way of like having a baby, when you are having those painful contractions, your body is doing good work to birth something new and exciting. And when you're birthing a new dream, it's messy. The birth process is messy. Mm-hmm. When you start a new business, I mean, that business can keep you up in the middle of the night. It's like having a baby. It's very parallel. You get pregnant with the idea. You either keep it or you abandon it. And hopefully you birth it and then you grow it and you have to nurture it. You have to keep visiting. You have to keep feeding it. You have to keep taking care of it. You have to keep, you know, changing the diapers. And it's not always going to feel like living the dream, if that makes sense. And so I guess the question of how do we keep going when we don't feel like it? I think the biggest thing is you have to stay connected to your why, which is so important to write down at the beginning. Like, okay, why do I want to do this? Because it needs to be more substantial than I saw someone else doing it on Instagram. You know, I call that like a comeback dream. And there's nothing wrong with being inspired by someone doing something awesome and going, I want to do that. And that's so cool. You see someone, a child sees someone doing something amazing in the Olympics and they're inspired to go take gymnastics class. That's amazing. That's a covet dream in a way. And it's awesome. And that's fine. But you need to make sure that this dream is connected to who you want to become and your identity, your gifts and talents, or what gifts and talents you want to foster in your life. But you need to connect it to your why, because your why is what's going to sustain you when you're struggling. Because without a why, your dream will become a burden. Mm-hmm. And burdens are typically abandoned.
Yeah.
And so that's really the answer. It's about the why, which is, you know, it's kind of a vague answer, but that's one of the core things.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go into that a little bit more. I think we hear that, the why, but can you give some examples of what whys can look like?
Yeah. So fitness, I know you're big into that. Why do I need to get healthy? I want to be here for my kids. I want to have energy to wake up. I want to show them what it looks like to take care of your body. I want to be a good example. Why do we have to go on date night every week? Well, if we don't take care of the things that are priorities, they catch on fire, right? If you don't prioritize communication, the date nights, the little habits, you will need to go to counseling eventually and have to invest in that. There's nothing wrong with investing in it when things are good, but eventually it will be on fire. So your why from that, those simplistic ideas of you need to work out before the heart attack comes. You need to go on the date night before the huge fight comes that ends up, you know, with really, really hard trust barriers to bring back or pain, right? Saying those things you can't take back. A why could look like, I want to start a business so that I can truly do what my dream is. I want to teach art to children. I want to be a writer. I want to inspire people. I want to help people X, Y, and Z. I want to start an orphanage in Africa. Like, what is your why? Because that's going to sustain you ultimately. And sometimes your why can be connected to who you were as a child, the things you loved, the things that lit you up when you weren't even trying to figure out your life. You were just having fun and playing pretend. something there could really be a breadcrumb. If you're like, I have no idea, like go ask an adult, what did you love to do when you were little? Like, what did you love to play? Maybe it was teacher. Maybe it was store. Maybe you just loved art. What was in your nature back then? So that's something to think about. But ultimately, if you want a really good why, it's got to be bigger than you. How is it going to impact your legacy? You know, you want to have a successful business that's profitable, not just to have a successful business that's profitable, but it's your legacy. What are you going to leave behind? How are you going to make an impact in the world? How do you want to give back? One of the ways we give back is we donate 20% of our profit to A21 to fight human trafficking. So through the Horatio Printing family, we've raised $65,000 to help people leave slavery, you know, and find freedom and get a new vocation. And, you know, that's amazing. That feels so good. And it's not just me doing it. It's me and my whole community through just ordering planners year over year, we've raised that money. So it's important to look at the why. It's okay to be selfish on the why, but then ultimately, if you want your why to be really good, it's got to be bigger than you. And sometimes the bigger than you part doesn't, you can't see it all the way until later on.
Yeah, no, that's so true. And I think we make things really big, you know, like the why, it has to be this huge goal and it has to be, but it's really these tangible things in like our everyday life. And so I think when we think about moving from not just feeling it, but also doing it without feeling it, what do you think that looks like in just day to day? You know, say I want to, you know, lose this weight, or say I want to start this dream. What kind of steps does that look like tangibly? Because I think, for example, sometimes it's just Googling an email address. It's Googling a domain. So can you talk about how doing things even when you don't feel like it doesn't mean you're out there like, you know, putting $5,000 on Facebook ads or something, you know?
Yeah, no. And like back to the why, it could just be, I need to feel better. I feel like crap. Like I need to do something about my health because I don't feel good. Right. And a lot of my serotonin is created in my gut and like, I don't feel good. Well, it could be that simple. Well, ultimately, if you're going to feel better down the road, because you take an action, then you're going to be able to be a light in the world, which is amazing. That makes it bigger than you, right? So what does the little action look like? I'm a big believer that you just need some momentum. What can you do to just get started? How small can you break down this goal of yours? How small can you make it to just see some action? We get so stuck in the start line because we have such a gigantic goal from perfectionism that says, if you're not going to do it right, don't do it at all.
Yeah. You know, all or nothing. Yeah.
You're not going to go all in on the whole 30 and the CrossFit and the whole shebang and be perfect at it. You need to quit because you know what? You've never been perfect and you've always messed up. It's just going to be another thing you invest in and forget about. So just save yourself the problem and go get some cupcakes and enjoy your wine. You know what I mean? Like we can talk ourselves out of it. We shoot down everything with all of our excuses from past experiences and just assuming we're going to fail, assuming we're going to tell somebody we're on a diet. And then the next day our husband's like, thought you were on a diet, you know, fear of judgment that like, we're just not going to be able to hang with it. So how do you cut your goal in half? Because that's okay. Cut your goal in half. It's going to take you longer than you need. All you need is a doable goal that you can crush and see some momentum. Keep a log with a metric of what you're doing. Maybe it's literally a 5-minute walk. You know what? That's better than nothing. Maybe you're like, this week, I really want to crush this podcast. I want to like binge out on, you know, this podcast or an audiobook that you love. And you're just going to go take a 5-minute walk, a 10-minute walk, whatever it is. And that's it. You just need some momentum. For me, I hate cleaning my house. That's like, oh, you know, and setting a timer to just do it for the timer has been so helpful. And I've done this in my work. I started implementing it a few years ago, the Pomodoro method, 25-minute timer. And that's all you do for 25 minutes. And just to see the momentum of what you can accomplish if you focus on one thing for 25 minutes, whether that's cleaning or finally working on that step one of the course you want to build or just writing for 25 minutes, that concept you've been sitting on for so long, and you see what you can do uninterrupted, airplane mode for 25 minutes,
yeah.
that momentum will help you have the feeling to do it again and to keep going. So you just need to take some sort of action to get the momentum so you can get the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling will return when you see like, wow, look at that. You need a little pick-me-up, a little accomplishment to go, hey, I did something, you know, maybe that's a 5-minute walk. Break it down to whatever that small thing needs to be so that you can have some success and be consistent with it. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. Tell perfectionism to get out of here. Like that's my advice there.
Yeah, I'm with you on that because I'm a huge fan of kind of habit stacking, which is kind of what you're talking about. Start with one thing and then build on it almost. And for me, you know, whether it's helping people with health and fitness or whatever topic, really body image, business, anything, it always starts out with what you, the extreme, because usually it's the extreme, all or nothing of what I meet with people. It's I've tried it all. And I went hardcore and it didn't work. And I always say it's probably that you went hardcore and you tried to do everything all at once that made you feel overwhelmed and frustrated. And it's like, if you're having no glasses of water, don't go from 0 to a gallon. You know, it's, I'm going to add 8 more glasses today instead of walking, you know, 5 days, I'm going to try to walk 1 or, you know, Google that one thing today versus not. So why don't we go ahead into this topic of all or nothing? Because you said it. And I actually think it has a lot to do with showing up when you don't feel like it, because we probably go, what's the point? If I can't do it all today, you know, if I can't spend an hour or whatever amount of time, then why do it at all?
Yeah. And that's going back to the Pomodoro method. It's amazing what you can do in 25 minutes. And I think stepping into motherhood showed me how much you can do and how little time, because it's like when you have this major life transformation and your free time goes from like a lot to barely existent, let alone your like sanity from sleep deprivation, it's amazing what moms can get done on such a short period of time because your priorities have shifted, what matters has shifted. And that was really like eye-opening. Like, no, if you really want to focus and just do one thing for 25 minutes, you can accomplish what some people would do in 3 hours. It's amazing, but you have to have the clarity. You have to step in. You have to remove distractions. Well, what if I'm at my office and I try to do this? Okay, I've got to work on this report for 25 minutes. If someone comes in and interrupts you, say, hey, thanks, I'm working on something. I have 17 minutes left. I'll come find you when I'm done. You set up the boundaries. You have to have boundaries around this time when you're working on stuff. That's really important in this method or else it doesn't work. You have to turn your phone on airplane mode. You can't, you know, let those old triggers and habits of picking up your phone and check Instagram every 5 minutes. That's not allowed. That's why you got to go into like airplane mode, because you can't check your Instagram on airplane mode, which is why people are so productive there unless they're sleeping. But it all comes down to like the perfectionism. And I think we're all taught that if I'm not going to do it right, I shouldn't do it at all. And that's where people get hung up starting, like let alone finishing. And that's why to finish, you should just cut your goal in half and you have to track your progress. Tracking your progress can really help you let the data show you you're not failing when perfectionism comes in and goes, you haven't done anything, you know? That's why I love the Apple Watch. You know, I haven't gone on a walk today, but I've gotten some steps in, you know, like it shows me my metrics. I've got data here, you know, that shows me I have been moving. We're good. You know, I could move some more. This is where I'm at for the day. That data can be really inspiring. So figuring out a way to like track at least one thing in an area you want to grow in is great.
Yeah. I do that with business, like Google Analytics growth numbers. I do that every month because although it might be small, I see the progression over the last year. And I was like, oh, it really is moving up. Even though if you didn't do those things, you'd be like, oh my gosh, it's not, I'm just so small and I'm not growing and you're not doing anything. So I think that's great. Let's talk about the end versus the middle. Because when, I mean, you kind of opened up a little bit about this with that quote, but we get so focused on the destination, which is the end, right? You get that, you achieve that weight loss, you achieve that thing in business or those followers or whatever, you get there and it lasts for what, a day? But we miss the whole middle because we're striving to get to the end, but we don't realize the middle is the point and the end is just the reward. So why don't you kind of talk us through that middle part of how it's important to show up, because the middle refines us, it teaches us, and that has a lot to do whether you feel it or not of showing up to do it, because it's not just about the end, it's really about the middle.
Mm-hmm. What's been helpful for me in the middle, and I feel like I'm always in the middle, and I think we can all get stuck and never get out of the middle if you don't define the finish line, right? If you don't have a clear finish line, you'll never leave the middle ever. You'll never get to celebrate the milestone because your milestone is way too vague. Like, I want to tone up. Like, good luck finding that finish line. You know what I mean? I want to quote unquote lose weight. Okay, how much? Like, that is so vague. You're never going to get there because it doesn't exist. The limit doesn't exist. Okay, let's talk about the middle. I feel like I'm always in the middle because it's easy to feel like you haven't quote unquote arrived or whatever. What's important about the middle is having a why that's bigger than you, mm-hmm. having values around your goal, your dream, whatever you're in the middle of, that's bigger than you. For example, I run a small business. I have goals. I have revenue goals. I have an academy where I help my dreamers. I have a goal for how many dreamers I want to help. I have a goal for how many downloads I want my podcast to get. But in the middle is where I have to be consistent and remember my values, and that what's important is that I'm serving the people on the other side of the computer screen, yeah. on the other side of the microphone, on the other side of the person holding my product in their hand. That is what I'm here for. My three values are: I'm here to encourage, I'm here to challenge, and I'm here to remind people of grace. Encourage would probably be 50%, grace and challenge being the other 50, split halfway. But that's really what I'm here for. And like, that is what I'm showing up to do. And that gives me clarity in the middle that I need to be consistent and in my encouragement, in my challenging people to be their best selves, and reminding myself and others to give yourself grace because we're going to fall on our face. And when I know that's what I'm doing, I'm showing up for that, it just makes the middle better because it's not so self-centered. It's not so me, me, me. That's my big advice for the middle is figure out how this is bigger than you, you know, and maybe it's about your legacy. Maybe it's about being a role model. Maybe it's about who you're going to help eventually when you're able to get over this big hurdle and get through the therapy and do the hard work of opening up the wounds and cleaning it out. You know what? There's people behind you that are going to be so encouraged to know you found the light at the end of the tunnel and you made it through and you're okay now, and you're going to give them hope. Mm. So maybe right now you can't even see that far, but like, that's the goal of it, right?
No, that's good. And I think too, you kind of talked a little bit about being stuck, and I want this to kind of take us home for anybody that feels stuck in the middle. That's like, I don't feel like it. You're telling me I can do it, but I don't feel like it. And in reality, maybe they just feel stuck. So what would you tell them right now? The ones that are just, they have the dream. It's actually a passion. They feel fire for it, but they feel stuck in where they are.
There's so many reasons we get stuck. Paralysis analysis, which is often from the perfectionism. We're stuck because we're overwhelmed. For the person that really feels stuck right now, my advice to you is to take a deep breath and to know it's going to be okay. And everyone gets to this place, but ultimately you've got to create some momentum by figuring out one action you can take to get you to where you've just got a little momentum. And what's the big thing that makes you feel stuck? What's the biggest thing right now? Because you might have a long to-do list and you've been saying, I have to finish this long to-do list and then I can do that thing. Well, that thing might be the thing that's making you feel so stuck and overwhelmed. And I've been there. So maybe you need to handle that thing first. And it's just about flipping the to-do list and saying, that's giving me the most stress. That's in my control. And I'm going to go do something about it. I'm going to set a timer and I'm going to do it for an hour. Maybe you have this long to-do list, but you also are moving next week or in 2 weeks and you haven't packed anything in your home and that stresses you out and you can't get anything done. Set a timer, pack a couple boxes for an hour. This is what I did a few years ago. And it was like, okay, I just needed to rearrange my to-do list. Now I feel so much better. I see some progress. I got some boxes over there that are packed, you know? That's what I would say. And if what's making you feel stuck is out of your control, aka someone else's behavior or a situation completely out of your control, my advice as a Christian would be to give that to God. Release it. Lord, I can't control this person. And I'm trying to, and it makes me feel so overwhelmed, so frustrated, so paralyzed. You have to release what you cannot control. The only thing you can control is you. So if that's what it is, release, find what you can control and take an action, one small action. And hopefully that momentum can give you the encouragement you needed.
Yeah. I think just creating the space, like you said, looking at your to-dos, looking at what you're doing and the space, and even just analyzing where you're filling other spaces, like social media, you know, I feel like it's just the culture right now and the temperature, I should say, of that, of how much time we are wasting and wanting to pick battles or wanting to give our opinions. And like, if you're spending how much time on there, I mean, you can look at your phone and look at the screen time on your phone and see where your time is going and then alter it. You know, begin a process of putting that in so you can do the things that you want to do, you know? And so I'm just so grateful for your voice, Polly, and what you're doing, especially with planners and helping just women be organized, systematized, and encouraged. So where can they go to get more of you, to find more of you, and to even get one of your planners?
Yeah. So I also have a podcast, the Dream Planning Podcast. And that's a great place to hang out with me a little more. Also on Instagram, Polly Payne. And then my company is Horatio Printing, Horacio Printing, which is a little street in New York I was living on when I started the company. And you can go there. I have planners, we have Bible studies and accessories. And our new planner collection actually launches September 30th. So that's when the new 2022 planners are coming out. We'll reveal the designs in September, like 14th, but that's it. That's where you can find all the things. But if you want to grab a 2021 planner, they're on super duper discount. So you can buy it, see if you like it, see if it fits you. Cause I know planners are a very personal choice. So it takes a little like testing and all of that. So check it out.
Yeah, there's nothing better than just feeling like just getting that new planner or new journal. Like every time I get a new journal, I'm like, oh, it just feels so good.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Thank you so much for being on here with me, Polly. I'm just so grateful for you.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.